The month of June was a very successful month for Derry City. July, more of the same, and try and cut down some of the ground above.
Listen, our big concentration is ourselves, and what's next, and next is Waterford. We'll not look over our shoulder, and we'll not look too far in front. And all we can affect and all we can control is ourselves. And as I say, that's what our focus will be very much on. As I've said all season, the boys, they're working extremely hard every single day. There's lots of information in there for them to take on, and I think it was always going to take a little bit of time to process that and implement that, but I think they're starting to do that really well.
It's been a very sticky opposition, Waterford, this year, the only team that Derry City haven't taken points off. Have you noticed any differences in how they approach games under John Coleman as what they have done with previous managers this season?
Well, I think they're a very brave side. I think that at times they're playing some really good football. I think when you watch them, they're probably looking at they haven't a huge amount to lose, and they go and they come and they have a go, whatever it may be. And we're expecting no different than on Friday night. And as I said, we're under no illusions of how difficult Friday night's going to be. But we have to take care of our end of it. The last couple of weeks we've been very good out of possession and shown the improvements that we're making there. And on Friday night, I thought we were very good in possession. And again, that's all down to their hard work.
Previous three games, you've kept your faith in the same 11. Is it going to be something similar for a fourth game?
Probably a little bit early to say that we've done some work today tactically for Friday night, and we'll be able to chop that and change that a little bit. And as we keep saying, that if we're fortunate enough to go where we want to go, it'll be all about squads. It'll not be about 11 players, and our job is to try and get as strong a squad as we can to make sure there's healthy competition in this team.
Adam Frizzell has been here in training. Is he going to be in consideration at least for the bench?
Yeah, I hope so. There's bits and pieces to be done, but hopefully that'll all be passed and they'll be available.
Alex Bannon's been here training too since Sunday, and he's waiting for his clearance. Whenever he does sign and gets playing, what kind of role do you think he'll play for Derry City?
Well, he's just walked into the room, so more than likely on the bench, to be honest with you. We're under no illusions of how talented Alex is, or we would never have wanted to bring him here. He's a kid that's, for being so young, he's had so many senior games, and he shows how comfortable he is playing in big games like that. We're obviously a team that wants to play, we want to build, and I think Alex just is going to add that greatly.
And finally, is there any other injuries that we need to know about going into the Friday night game?
No, at the moment.